Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
I grew up on Washington Drive off of the Murchison Road in Fayetteville, North Carolina, a place where most people in my city feel nothing good will be produced. But many of us have proved those individuals wrong by the grace of God. If I would have listened to them, I would have been framed in and defined by their mentality. Sometimes we allow people to determine our destiny based on what they think, based on their experiences, and the goals they didn't reach. Then there are times when we talk ourselves out of the bright future we have. I have run across people who have allowed where they come from to box them in. As a result, they find themselves saying, "I would have made it if they would have given me a fair shot." Some have said, "If I was a little taller, I could have been in the NBA or the NFL." While others have said, "If they would have accepted the top 11 instead of the top 10, I would have gotten into that school." One thing I've learned over the years is not to allow others to determine if I reach my goals or not. Don't leave it in their hands. God created you with certain skills and talents that He can use to move the kingdom forward, that He can use to be an effective witness, or to change the course of a nation. He has the power and authority to bring the best out of you in situations you and others may not believe. You wouldn't be the first. In Judges chapter 6, verses 14 through 16, it is written, "Then the Lord turned to him and said, 'Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hands of the Midianites. Have not I sent you?' So he said to him, 'O my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house.' And the Lord said to him, 'Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man.'" This is Gideon, the son of Joash, whom God called a mighty man of valor in Judges chapter 6, verse 12, before he did anything when the angel of the Lord appeared to him. Notice what God called Gideon, a mighty man of valor. But what did Gideon say about himself? God had commissioned Gideon to save Israel from the Midianites, but Gideon felt that since he was from the weakest tribe and the least in his father's house, God had made a mistake calling him. No doubt Gideon had heard this before in his home or his community. How many of you know that God does not make mistakes? How many of you know that God didn't stutter when He called you? God doesn't see you where you are. He sees you where He wants you to be. I want you to know this day, it doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter the neighborhood you grew up in or how big or small you might be. God is calling you. You are just right for what God needs. Go in this might of yours and do the extraordinary today. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.